Hi guys.
Welcome back to another episode. We hope you're all well and staying safe.
Staying sane. But yeah, long time no speak. It's been a while, but we're back.
Max was enjoying her long weekend.
Yes, I went away because it's very stressful being a stay-at-home daughter and sometimes you have to take leave.
But shall we do a little checkup?
A mental health check.
No, a future plans check,
a
Max.
A future plan. Oh, why? Why did you do this to me? Okay, would you like to go first?
It hasn't changed, really.
Still not?
Still very confused. A lot of people in my course have been applying for jobs already, and I, haven't even got a CV.
Do you have a LinkedIn account?
I'm working on
it. Oh, you? Okay, good.
Yes. Do you have a LinkedIn?
Absolutely not. Those who know me know I don't like LinkedIn. I don't know. It just freaks me out. It's concerning.
Before it was quite funny, I hadn't put a lot into my profile because I've just slowly been working on it, and it sends you recommendations, and the one was recommending me to be a truck driver. Yeah.
A truck driver, that's pretty impressive.
Which I'm actually quite confused as to why though it wanted me to be a truck driver, because it's I didn't put any of my skills as that level driving. 3 driving license you can get.
That would be quite fun actually.
Honestly, you'd probably get paid quite well because it's quite a high-risk job and you drive through the evenings.
There's actually a movie, I don't know if it's on box office or where I watched it, but it's a truck driving movie, but it's the... But it's an on ice. It's called Road On...
So they're in Alaska or somewhere.
It's really... Wait, then you get the name.
You see, guys, this is what happens when you've watched every single thing that's on Netflix. You start watching things about trucks.
No, it's really cool. Okay, it's called... Oh, The Ice Road.
Okay,
it's a thriller, action movie, and it's got Liam Neeson. You know the guy isn't he from Taken?
I haven't watched Taken. It was too scary.
Oh, not Taken. He's from something else. Oh, no, he's from Taken. I was correct.
Have you been watching Survivor?
No, I don't watch Survivor.
Don't you?
No, do you?
Oh, my gosh, I love Survivor.
The South African one?
Yeah, okay, the South African one.
But I don't watch it.
Well, if anyone's been watching Survivor, how good was this last episode? There's been such good players, for strategy this year. There haven't been that many strong physical players, but, they're little conniving snakes, these players.
Anyway, yeah, so that's my movie recommendation.
You still haven't told us, do you have any updates?
Do you have any updates? Yeah, I do, actually. Really? I don't know if I want to put them out there, though, because I don't want to, jinx anything. I have more of a idea of what I want to do. So now I'm just in the works of trying to, figure out how to get that, finding the right contacts, all of that stuff. But I don't want to put it out there. I don't want to jinx anything.
Mm. Keep it to yourself.
But the next check-in, I'll definitely have something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
That's everything you're going to get. You're not going to get anything else.
So for today's episode, it's something a little bit different. We are going to be sharing 2 conspiracy theories that we sort of researched and found interesting, because Max and I, if you don't know this, are really into conspiracy theories and unsolved mysteries. We used to watch what's her name,
Bella Fury,
Australian YouTuber, that she used to do videos where she'd research unsolved murder cases and mysteries and then present what she found. It's really interesting if you are into that sort of stuff. So do you want to go first, or
you can go first? Okay. I feel like you're a lot more prepared than I am.
No, I really am not. I was writing notes just before this. Okay, so my conspiracy theory has kind of been debunked already, but I'm sure that there's still some people out there that believe it. And it is about Walt Disney. I'm sure everyone knows Walt Disney. He was the man behind most people's childhoods. If you haven't watched a Disney movie, then I don't know where you grew up, but you're seriously missing out. So I'll just give a little bit of background on him. Walt Disney was born in 1901 in Chicago. I thought that he wasn't that old, to be fair. I didn't realize Disney had been around for that long. And he holds the record for the most Academy Awards for a producer he's won 22 Oscars and been nominated 59 times, which is pretty impressive. Unfortunately, he passed away in 1966 from lung cancer. And this is where things get a little bit
saucy. A little saucy.
And also, just like, that's so young. That's 65. That's really young. That's young. Yeah, so that's really young. It's very sad. So the day after he passed away, a private funeral was held. And not so soon after that, rumors started to emerge that he was not cremated, like his family said, but instead, people believed his body was placed in cryonic suspension. Okay? For, I had to Google what this is, because I didn't know what this was. For people that do not know, this is from Wikipedia. Cryonics is the low temperature freezing and storing of a human corpse or severed head with the speculative hope that resurrection may be possible in the future. So basically, people thought that he had organized to be, for his body to be cryonified or whatever.
Cryonified.
So that in the future, he could possibly
come back to life.
And continue spreading the joy of Disney.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't like this.
Yeah, so pretty creepy. And it gets a little bit weirder. People actually believe that his body that is suspended in this cryonic liquid is buried deep beneath the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland in California. Yeah.
How this is crazy. Too much for me.
How crazy is that? And obviously, they just wait to, like, the people who believe this think that once medicine advances enough, he'll be able to be brought back to body temperature and resurrected. But can you imagine that? Like, I'm sure that the ticket sales must have gone up.
100%.
For, like, the Pirates of the Caribbean.
100%.
Like, come on, I want to go to the ride that Disney's buried under.
You could do a haunted house around there.
Oh, yeah. How cool would that be? They could actually play it.
Yes.
But this wasn't just also, like, speculation. This was published in pretty, like, suspicious magazines, like tabloids. And there was even a reporter from the National Spotlight that claimed to have snuck into the St. Josephine's Hospital where Disney was getting treated for his illness. And according to this reporter, they managed to sneak into a storage room and see Disney's body suspended in cryonic fluid. So someone, like, a journalist claimed to have seen him suspended in this fluid. And even in France, it was predicted that Disney would be thawed out and brought back to life in 1975. This was also, like, the story was also seen in the National Tatler. So not the most reliable sources of news, but still, like, some people would be reading this and actually believing it.
I'm believing it.
Well, the reason that, well, people speculate that the reason these rumors started to form is because whilst Disney was still alive, he was very interested in, like, the future of medicine and science. And I think he was involved in, I'm not sure how he was involved, but in a project called Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. And there was even a psychologist that claims to have, like, worked with that claims to have worked with Disney and had conversations with Disney, and said that Disney had an obsession with death, which led him to be interested in cryonics. So, yeah, that obviously didn't help the speculation. But the rumors were declined by his family. They say that he was cremated, but they've never released his burial, like, where he...
His location.
Yeah. His, well, where they sprinkled the ashes. Like, there's no memorial or something. Like,
yeah, it's like a what is it, like, not a tombstone, but the...
It's sort of like a tombstone, yeah. Like a lot of other very famous people would have, yes. So you can go and visit and pay your respect. So kind of suspicious. What do you think?
Well, maybe they're not giving the location because it's meant to be like a personal family.
Yeah, that's what thing. Some of the articles that I read said.
That they want to keep it to themselves.
It definitely isn't helping the speculation.
No, and it's also difficult if they were just keeping it to themselves because he is a public figure. So, I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So there were articles that were also against, just like speculation, saying that Frozen, the movie, was created, or they chose the name to change what comes up when you type in Walt Disney Frozen. So like on a search engine, yes. Instead of it coming up
with these conspiracies, Cryonix,
it comes up with the Frozen movie and also Disney on Ice and all of that. Apparently that was not just for entertainment, like profit purposes, it was to detract from search engines bringing up the articles about Disney. That being said though, when I researched this, when you type in Walt Disney Frozen, it does still come up.
Does it?
Okay. So it wasn't a very successful ploy if they were trying to do that.
That's crazy.
It seems, I don't know, it seems a bit unrealistic that a company would go to that much effort to sort of like detract from this rumor.
I mean, they could.
Yeah, but so when I was looking for the conspiracy theories, I was thinking more like aliens and all this stuff. I cannot believe I've never heard this conspiracy theory.
That'd be really cool if he did come back to life. I just want to put it out there. Walt, if you're listening, could you come on our podcast? Could we be the first people to interview you when you come back?
You know, we might get outcompeted by like some of the big late night shows.
Rogan.
Joe Rogan might be top on his list, but yeah, I just thought that was really interesting. I actually want to quickly Google if anyone's ever, like, can you come back to life? Has anyone ever been unfrozen? Because I know that there's some animals that can do that.
Like what? What animals?
I'm pretty sure some animals that live in, like, Arctic areas.
Freeze themselves.
No, they don't.
Like a penguin.
How would you freeze yourself, Max? Please explain to me.
I can't tell you.
No, they, in the winter, they freeze because it gets so cold, but their body can survive, and then they thaw out in the summer, and they survive. Yeah. Has anyone ever been unfrozen from cryonics? As of 2014, about 250 corpses have been cryogenically preserved in the US. Many cryonic companies have failed. No, I don't think anyone has. Oh, let's go to Quora because it's just such a credible source for information. Okay, so no. But who knows what goes on in Area 51?
Area 51.
Yeah, who knows?
Mm.
Yeah. Well, that's quite a good little segue into Max's conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Do you want to take it away?
Yes. I'm not as well researched as you. Mine is more like a conversation rather than me just like giving you the information because I want to hear your side.
Okay.
But my conspiracy is the moon landing.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. So it's the Apollo 11 moon landing.
That's the one that we...
that we're going to be talking about.
Didn't we get asked that question and it was the explorer that was the first thing to land on the moon and we said it was Apollo because yes. Apollo was the moon landing. Yes. Yeah.
So the moon landing was on July 20th, 1969, which was the first astonishing achievement.
69.
Human history. Because it's estimated that around 530 million US citizens, people watched the moon landing.
Oh my word.
Yeah, viewers, TV viewers
since
watched.
Then we've all seen videos.
Yes. And the two astronauts were obviously Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin.
Not Lance, everyone. Lance is the cyclist.
No, wrong one.
Shame, no one remembers the other guy, hey?
Who? It's just Neil.
Neil is against...
People remember Lance. He's, like, drunk.
No, the other guy that landed on the moon. You see...
Oh, Buzz.
Poor Buzz, hey?
Well, Buzz, I'm sure they would have named Toy Story after him.
Yeah. Well, who knows?
What's his face?
Maybe Toy Story was before... Oh, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, maybe it's for Buzz.
So another conspiracy theory.
Okay, that's our next one. So the conspiracy theory is that the moon landing was actually a hoax, and that was because the U.S. government, well, they thought it was because the U.S. government had staged it to win the space race against the Soviets. Another fun fact is that about 400,000 scientists, engineers, mechanics, electricians, blah, 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 so on, worked on the Apollo program. So it's a lot of people. So almost half a million.
Yeah, that is a lot of
people. It's a lot of employees. It's a lot of tea and coffee in their offices.
Yeah,
so that's a little bit about it. And then I'm going to speak about the different conspiracy theories. So, like, the reasons why people have these theories. So the first one, which is probably the... Well, I would say probably, like, one of the most common ones, is the American flag flapping.
Yes, I think I've heard this one before.
Yes. First of all, what do you think? Do you think it was flapping? Do you think
There's
wind? What do you think?
I watched I think it was... What was that? What's that thing that's on, like, Discovery Channel and it's... It's, like, where they bust myths.
Oh, Mythbusters.
Oh. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
And I think they did, like, an experiment, and they said, like, it was possible, but it's not wind.
Yes.
It was, like, something else.
Well, apparently, according to, like, insiders, they say that they were aware of the fact that there wasn't wind, and they wanted the flag to be up for the pictures and for the television, blah, blah, blah. So the flags that they actually had, like, a horizontal rod inside to make them stick out. Apparently when they put it up, they didn't straighten out the rod. So the rod had, like, curves and bumps in it, and that's why it looked like it was rippling.
Oh, I mean...
Suspicious, I think so.
It's a very long-winded story, you know?
Then the next one is that the moon landing is fake because you can't see the stars. So in the pictures of them walking and on the moon, it's obviously pitch black. And people are arguing that you would be able to see stars. Thoughts?
I feel like there's a lot of science that would go behind that, like, to explain.
Yes. This was apparently one of the first conspiracies that came about. And it was apparently, like, the easiest one to debunk. And it is that, in fact, there are no stars in the lunar sky.
Is that the moon's sky?
It's like the sky around the moon.
Okay.
Apparently there's no stars.
Oh. There you go.
But, I mean, suspicious, I still
think.
Who
said?
Who made that up? And then, I mean, like I said, there are a few. But then the last one is that if we really went to the moon in 1969, why haven't we been back? Like, why hasn't there been more development? That's a big one that comes up. People, like, ask why there hasn't been further development. So if, what is that? Almost, like, over 50 years. Why haven't we had more progress or, like, more development in terms of our missions to the moon?
I think maybe, like, a counter argument to that would be that they've been exploring other planets that they think might be habitable to humans, and they know that the moon, you wouldn't be able to live on the moon. So maybe that's why, I don't know. Because it's a very, like, it's not like a quick, let's just hop on a rocket to the moon.
How long did it actually take them to get there?
Sure.
I should have known that, sorry.
Should I Google it on my phone?
Out of interest. Would you like me to Google it?
You can Google it.
Okay. Fuck off. It took about 3 days. Come on, Kate.
Oh my gosh, and now they've probably it says got, it takes like, faster
about,
rockets.
Yeah, it takes about 3 days for spacecraft to reach the moon. Oh, but back then, yeah. How long did it take to get to the moon in 1969? 76 hours.
I wonder how much... Quick. Because you know that, like, you age differently.
Oh yeah.
I wonder, like, for them, how many Earth days that's equivalent to, the astronauts that went there, because it like messes with your.
76. How many Earth days?
No, that is Earth, but you know what I mean, because because the gravity is different. Apparently, it messes with your like the way you age and stuff. Or maybe that's just from watching weird movies. Yeah, I was actually listening to a podcast. It's the podcast Things You Should Know, and they do episodes on like different planets, and they were talking about how for a while they were exploring, I think it was Saturn, for a while to see if you could live on it, and then all of a sudden it just stopped, like no one was going to Saturn, and then they were going to Mars and seeing.
A lot of the arguments for why they haven't is because the whole purpose of it was perhaps not for knowledge point of view, but it was more to win, and they had won. They had already won that space race, and therefore they were moving on to the next thing, and they just abandoned that. That's like the argument as to why they didn't go back or haven't gone back. Is kind of like they've done it, they were number one.
I'm pretty sure weren't the Russians like the first to send a craft or something up there? Yeah. And then so the Americans were like, well, we can't let the Russians win. I've also heard a conspiracy that they did in fact land on the moon, but the video was faked because they couldn't take a video up there.
That's quite I like that thought process. Yeah,
because there's also theories about like how they're walking.
Yes, and also, I mean, there's a lot. There's also about the lighting, the shadows, and they argue that there shouldn't be a shadow because the sun is the only like illumination. What is it? Like,
yes, yeah,
kind of thing. And then they said that it can be like the sun reflecting, and that's why the shadows are off. But some people think it's the Hollywood lighting. Blah 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 blah. So I do agree that could be one. They could, you know, when you in the heat of the moment and you go travel somewhere and you forget to take pictures and videos, then you just go home and retake.
Oh dang, we left the camera on Earth.
maybe they did. Maybe someone didn't click start, or maybe someone's finger was in the thing and they thought, fuck, we can't put this out to 530 million viewers plus, because that's just so maybe they did. Yeah, maybe they got all the way there and then they just
Neil, how did you forget the camera?
Or someone, maybe they charged it when they left, but then 76 hours later, the battery died.
I think I've also heard things that, like, people conspiring that a camera wouldn't work up there because it's completely different. It's cold and, like, it would be too cold.
For it to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was also another one when I was looking up. There's a picture, I believe it's of Neil Armstrong. And in the reflection, there's no camera. Like, there's no person.
Oh, on his little, like, headpiece thing.
No, like, in his
his goggles.
In
his,
like, I'll actually carry the picture. In his glasses, there's, like, no reflection of someone taking the picture.
I mean, I don't think I'll ever believe it or not believe it. I'm just a fence sitter.
Ready?
Oh. Yo, where is the camera? Jeepers, look at that rock. But then again...
Look at that rock.
The raft. Then again, back in those days, they didn't...
Sorry. Can I just quickly... This isn't of Neil. It's of Buzz. Neil took the photo of Buzz. Sorry. Just so I want to give Buzz the credit.
How would they have photoshopped that, though, if it wasn't real? You know what I mean? Like, they claim he doesn't have a camera, but how would they photoshop it into his helmet if they didn't have Adobe Photoshop?
I mean, maybe they had other types of Photoshop. Or maybe... Yeah.
I don't know. It's very interesting, though.
I think I lean towards your thought process or your point when you said about the Mythbusters, that they did in fact go, but perhaps they didn't get the right pictures, or they didn't get... I'm leaning towards that. That I makes quite so a bit too. Of sense in my head. I don't think they didn't go there because maybe they didn't get the right... Maybe their content wasn't on point.
They didn't bring the ring lights. And the thing is no one would believe them if they said, like, the Russians wouldn't believe them if they said, oh yeah, we landed on the moon, like, boo for you, you're losers.
Yes, they needed proof.
So maybe they just forged. I wouldn't put it past the Americans, because they love winning. They love taking dubs.
I think they got there, but I think they just maybe weren't happy with
how
the pictures came out. I'm going towards that one. That was fun. We have to do this again.
Yes, we must definitely. And it's very fitting, because I see Jeff Bezos was just...
15 minutes up, 15 minutes down. What a fucking phony. Talk about
efficiency. You see, billionaires, they don't waste time. He's going to space, but he's not staying there longer than he needs to.
Got a little scared. He's got a
business call.
How's that here?
Oh, you know what? Actually, I found this fact the other day. I don't know if it's still like this. Let me quickly Google. But do you know who the richest man in the world is now?
No. Isn't it? It's not Jeff.
It's not Jeff anymore. Let me just...
And it's not Bill Gates.
Oh, no, wait. Has it changed? According to some indexes, Louis Vuitton. The guy that owns Louis Vuitton. If you actually Google the list of companies that Louis Vuitton owns,
it's insane.
Ridiculous. Like, crazy. Bernard Arnault oversees an empire of 70 brands, including Louis Vuitton and Sephora. Anyway, just diverting from...
Bill Gates, you need to fucking step it up, my man.
Yeah.
You're fourth on the list. You haven't even polled.
One of them died. He left that really sad message on his... Steve was Steve.
Oh, okay, sorry. Steve died. Okay, I can be rude to Bill. Bill, step it up, my man. You're fourth. Honestly, only... $130.8 billion. Shocking.
Yeah. Theory that if all billionaires paid their taxes in full, they wouldn't be billionaires anymore.
Mm-mm.
Okay, guys. If you have any conspiracy theories or unsolved mysteries you'd like us to cover, because we are now changing our podcast to be
a mystery.
Mystery, murders, and mimosas. We'll drink mimosas whilst we do it.
That was really fun, though. I definitely feel like we should do more. Okay.
Cool.
That was good. Yeah, send us some so we can research and do it. We hope
you have a lovely week.
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Stay sane.
Like, review, subscribe, follow. You know the drill. If you haven't done it already, keep doing it.
Shall we end with a quote?
Yeah, let's end with a quote. Do you have one, or would you like me to get one?
First, get a quote.
Fuck, that's too long.
The Wi-Fi is not... Yeah, I've got quite a...
Oh, I've got one.
Okay.
You are not designed for everyone to like you.
That's good.
That's cool. Do you have one?
Oh,
I have one more. Be thankful for every day. Every day has its own blessings.
That's nice.
Okay, I got one from Mother Teresa. Good old T swooped in and gave us one. Mother Teresa said, life is a game. Play it.
Okay, well, thanks, Mother. I'm gonna have my quote now, please. Oh, this is lovely. This is Piglet from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. The things that make me different are the things that make me me.
That's so cute. Yeah. All right, okay.
Okay.
Bye.